Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. So I'm reading the newspaper, and in this case, the Wall Street Journal, and the title just grabbed me. It said, "Can your relationship handle a trip to IKEA?" You know what I'm talking about. Oh my gosh, how many of us go in with our significant others, partners, spouses, whatever, and we're trying to pick things, we're trying to make decisions together, fights break out in the aisles, people are throwing things at each other. Oh my gosh, this was such a great article, and one of the experts noted in the article is Dr. Ramani Durvasula, and she is a clinical psychologist and professor of psychology at California State University in Los Angeles. And Dr. Ramani, welcome to Her Radio, because we want to talk about what goes on in those aisles at IKEA.
Well, you know what's happening is, to me, like, IKEA is sort of like walking through a domestic nightmare, right? You walk through every room of the house, the kitchen.
No.
You don't cook enough, the bedroom, we don't have sex enough, the living room, you're a mess, you know, and so it already is, you're walking through your domestic life, and then decisions need to be made, and you're spending money. So it takes every issue in a relationship and sticks it into one very friendly store.
Oh my gosh. And so what really is this whole thing with the kind of the bickering and the little mini fights, or maybe even big boys, that break out in that kind of an environment? What's really happening between two people? Here at Her Radio, we're looking at a woman's role in this, a guy's role in this, or, you know, partners, whatever. What's happening there?
Furniture stores are so evocative, right? Because it's a place you're going to make life the way you want your domestic life to look like. And that can bring up some old themes. And the fact is, bickering is part of a relationship. We're never going to get rid of bickering. My job as a psychologist is to help people come up with better strategies to manage that bickering. So when you go to a place like that and you notice you're bickering, it's a great way to see what kinds of stuff pushes our buttons. Is it money? Is it how we want our house to look? Is it our roles in this relationship? It's a great way to reflect on, like, what is the kind of stuff that gets us going?
Oh, I love it. That's fantastic. So let's just take a moment here and look at the whole role of bickering, fighting. Is this, you know, I know so many couples and people who just run from confrontation. They just don't want to, you know. So we're just sort of throwing it under the rug there. And they just don't do that because they're incredibly fearful of it. They're not comfortable with it. They weren't maybe raised with it. They don't know what to do. And on the other hand, there are other people who seem to kind of go from zero to fight in 3 seconds. What's the answer here from a psychologist? What should we be aiming for?
Again, like I said, sometimes bickering is just part of the natural landscape of certain relationships. And as you said, some people are sometimes also conflict avoidant. They'll avoid a fight at any cost, but that's not always a good strategy. Sometimes the little bickers are places of communication. And if one partner is always sort of laying down and compromising or giving up or not even trying, that's a very imbalanced relationship. The key then is to turn it from a bicker or a fight or a little argument into a more respectful place of communication. Couples can agree to disagree. So whether it's at IKEA and you don't want the red rug, you want the blue rug, or whether it's big ticket stuff, it doesn't have to devolve into a disrespectful argument. It can become a place where you learn how to communicate even about difficult stuff.
So is it a kind of an interesting experiment or an exercise to go to a place like that and see how both of you interact, let alone go to the acid test, which is, can you put furniture together? You know, you and your partner, whomever, can you put it together without breaking out into a fist fight or running off, you know, in tears? So is it a good exercise?
It's a great exercise. Furniture assembly to me is like the ultimate relationship exercise, because it gives me a way to give them a task that's very focused that has a very definite outcome, and it's a relatively high-stakes outcome depending on how much money they spent on the piece of furniture. And so in order to put some of these pieces of furniture together, you have to be able to communicate. One person has to hold the enormous piece of wood while another one is drilling into it. So the fact of the matter is you can't run away from this. So it gives me a chance to give them a task to see how they handle it and what kinds of patterns they fall into. Are they calling each other names? Are they storming out of the room? Are they working collaboratively? We can learn a lot just by how they approach this task and then generalize that to other areas of their life that aren't quite as neat and clean as just putting together a piece of furniture.
So I can imagine what your office looks like, right? You've got the,
we don't do it,
you know,
in my
one part
office.
I did totally. It's like one of those, you know, it's like a child psychologist where you have all the little building blocks and the ABC things and you're watching them put things together. Why don't we just have like a big playpen for men and women and, you know, all of their partners together and just watch them, observe them? I think it'd be kind of wild, wouldn't it?
You know, listen, in my sort of couples therapy fantasy camp model, I would actually watch them do things. I'd actually go on vacation with them, which obviously I can't because it's against the law. But if I could, stuff like travel, cooking a meal together, putting furniture together, driving in an unfamiliar city, that's the stuff that often hits couples' pressure points. But I can't follow them around like that. I can only go on their report. But the nice thing about putting together a piece of furniture is they can film parts of it. And I don't watch them. I don't go to their home or something, and they can't do it in my office. Then how would they get the furniture home? So they'll film parts of it or record parts of it so we can look at it together and talk about some of the trickier parts. They'll keep a diary and say, this is where it went wrong. But it gives them a task to focus on that one thing. And like I said, then we can prepare them for things like when they're going to go on vacation or deciding about whether to have another child. Like, these can be big ticket decisions, but if they can learn those negotiation skills by how they put together a bookshelf, then that can generalize to other conflicts and other issues.
You know, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you a little career advice here, Dr. Romani. All right. You need to get like a chair, you know, some kind of chair that hasn't been assembled and just throw it in the middle of the flipping room and then just watch them do it and just do it for every single couple. I think it'd be a riot. I mean, seriously, the other thing is, why not put a video cam or something and literally as an exercise, have a couple do a meal together and then you review the video cam since you can't be there anyway.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, that's certainly with some couples, that's something I would suggest is something you're willing to take. You know, there's logistics and all of that. But I agree with you. And actually, some of the best research that is ever done on couples work is they actually look at videotapes of them having a conflict. And the researchers analyze every little utterance they go through. So when you're working with couples, video or any kind of recording of something together can speak volumes. Imagine if somebody always had a camera on you at home and watched the arguments you had with your mate, and then you could bring in an expert, and then they would take it apart for you. I mean, I honestly agree. That is worth the price of it.
I love it. You know, everyone out there in Her Radio Land, we've been talking to our wonderful professor of psychology and expert in all things relationships and trips to IKEA, and that is Dr. Romani Dervasula. And I'm going to give you her website. It's dr-romani.com to learn more about her work and her really interesting take on how you could take that relationship of yours, put it to the test. Can you do something as simple as put a chair together? Can you go shopping for something like this? Actually, I do this all the time when I'm doing Whole Foods with my husband. It's sometimes a really interesting experience. Dr. Romani, you have just been wonderful and fabulous in enlightening us about, can your relationship handle a trip to IKEA? Stop that bickering, stay calm, and get it right. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and please stay well.